Then my mother got sick. And...
Your mother died.
No, my mother came a year later with my sister, a baby, and my brother-in-law. That I forgot to tell you, 1 year later.
So everyone's over here now.
Everyone's over here, but a tragedy happened. Because, you know, my brother, the only brother I have ever known, said, even if I die, I want to go to America. That was his biggest thing. And a month, they came December 1921, 30th of December, his body was taken out of the house January 30, 1922. 1 month. So my sister at 22 years age was left widow with a child, a little girl. He was only 24 years old. So that was the biggest tragedy we had. Oh, my. My mother, as soon as she came, she went and stayed with a woman who needed someone to take care of her. So she was working and making some money. They had $2,000 that they owed the banks. My uncle had borrowed it. So we had to pay that $2,000. In the summer, I went and worked as a mother's helper. Whatever I got, I gave. My sister went and worked as housekeeper and made money. We paid the $2,000. We paid everything to $1,300. There was $700 left. But there was a man that he came with the same boat as my sister and this family. So he was just couldn't get over how people could love each other like this family did. He was astonished with the love of the. At first he thought my sister was the daughter-in-law, and her husband was my mother's son. They were as thing as that, and he just. So when they left, he said to them, "Give me your address, and I'll give you my address, and write to me." So when we came, this happened in a month, and my mother forgot all about him. But he didn't forget. He wrote a letter to her and said, "You were a big liar. How come you didn't write to me?" So mother wrote back and explained what had happened. Boy, this man right away, he said he wanted to come here. He was a bachelor. So my sister wrote to him and he says, "If you're going to come for me, don't come for me. If you want to come to California, California is a big place." This is about 2 years later, I guess. Yeah. He came and he got my sister to agree to marry him. And he paid the $700 that we owed. But I had to take this little girl, she was so fat, under one arm and all my books going to school down to the day nursery down on Auckland. 15 cents a day we paid for her. Then walked back to school. Then from school I walked back there and take her home, cook the dinner for
this
the...
Is your sister's job.
Yes, and cook the dinner for the family, the three of us. It was mother, sister, and I, and the baby. And cook the dinner for the night. This is how it went until the man came and he married my sister. And so anyways, I grew up Pasadena, but as I said, mother got sick. But it was really that wasn't the thing. I